What is it?
If we told you, it would have ruined the surprise. Hello, Eleven. I know. You're frightened of me. Perhaps in our time apart, you may have even grown to hate me. But all I've ever wanted to do is to help you. And right now, I think you very much need my help. Your gifts have been stolen. I believe I know why. And I believe I know how to get them back. Let us work together again. You and I. Daughter. And Papa.
Stranger danger, talking stranger things. Together, forever, we're loving stranger things. It's Stranger Things Forever. Rewatching season 4 from the start to the finish. It's Stranger Things Forever. Every podcast we do will cover just 10 minutes. Stranger danger everywhere. I hope that you people still care. It's time for me to do it. Let's get to it. Come on, everyone.
Greetings, stranger friends, and welcome back to another chapter of Stranger Things Forever. Today, we are starting Chapter 5 of Stranger Things 4, as we're getting closer to Stranger Things 5. And if you take 5 and multiply it by 10, you get 50. You don't have to look it up. I did the math. I took out my pencil. I took out my paper. I did the long multiplication. I almost said long division. That would have really been bad. And it is 50. And why is 50 significant? Because today, October 6th, that's the day that I'm recording this, today marks 50 days left to go. 50 days left until Stranger Things 5 is here. Now, I did a little math, and if my calculations are correct about how many chapters, how many parts I need for each chapter to, you know, complete Stranger Things 4, if I put out an episode every single day from now until I'm finished, until, you know, the final part of the final chapter of Stranger Things 4, it would take me to October 18th. So that would give me 1 week to kind of exhale, breathe. It would take to breathe and take a moment before Stranger Things 5 begins. But that is if I put on an episode every single day. And we know that's not going to happen. Because it's just, that's impossible for me to do. I shouldn't say that because I've done 30 episodes in a row. I've done 31 episodes in a row. I've never done 50 episodes in a row to get me to the 18th. But here's the thing. I don't have to be done on the 18th. I just have to be done before Stranger Things 5 gets here. So that gives me a couple buffer days in the meantime. And there are probably going to be times where maybe I'll record two episodes, one after another, and so I'm not actually having to record one every single day, because these aren't major episodes. There's not tons of notes taken. There's not tons of details given, and there aren't a lot of clips. There's only just usually the clips I play at the beginning, and if something of interest comes up that's audio, like I get to talk to Alf, or well, that's pretty much the most important thing, I think, that I've talked about in the last few months. Then, of course, I'll play some audio from that as well. But I guess that's my way of saying that there are going to be moments where there might be shorter episodes. I'm not sure how long this episode will be. I know the last couple were like in the 40s. I can't imagine watching the beginning of this 10 minutes that we're going to get that long in this one. So this might be a shorter episode, but who knows, if I just keep rambling and talking before I even get to the recap, maybe I can extend it and make it longer. Maybe if I talked slower, I could really stretch things out so it would feel like I'm talking a lot more to you and you're getting a longer episode. I don't think that will work. I feel like half of you already took your Walkman, because I assume you, what I assume is you download this, transfer it to cassette, put it on your Walkman, and you, you know, go roller skating listening to this, and you took your Walkman and you threw it out of your parents' Pinto. Some of you might get that. Some of you might get that joke. So I'm not going to talk slow. I'm not going to talk fast. I'm just going to talk. I'm just a caveman. Now, two of you might have gotten that joke. So here we are, 50 days out, and I discovered recently that someone who listens to one of my other podcasts started watching Stranger Things because I got a comment left for me on an episode. And then when I say an episode, I say all the way back to chapter one, The Vanishing of Will Byers. I put that episode out on September 1st, 2017. So that means that episode is roughly 8 years old, with, you know, 8 years old in a month. So it is now, if this guy is just starting now, he is going to be in for a world of change when he gets to the later seasons, because I think that episode is like 20 minutes. I took some notes. I said, this is what I think happened. It's kind of what I'm doing, what I did the final rewatch, and when I'm doing Stranger Things Forever. It's kind of that. A lot less details, a lot more just off the top of my head. And that is for a full episode. You know, and this, I'm talking about 10 minutes, so I try to do a little more detail than normal, than those older recaps. But he's going to be in for like, wait a minute, this episode is 90 minutes. This episode is an hour and 50 minutes. This episode's 2 hours long. Yes, sir, the episodes, by the time you get to this episode, and that's assuming you listen to this episode. There are plenty of people who just listen to the main episodes and they don't go to the bonus episodes. But if you ever get to this episode, welcome to the future, because I imagine that you are caught up on Stranger Things and it's probably roughly the year 2031. I'm just guessing. But anyway, this message, now this guy, I'm going to give you a little history lesson. It has nothing to do with Stranger Danger or Stranger Things. But it has to do with my other podcast, Geek Mentality. I have a guy on there, a listener, who is a friend of a friend, a friend of a co-host, my co-host. He's been on Geek Mentality a bunch of times, and he's my co-host on Fine Movies, Fine Spirits, Chris. He has a friend named Mike, and Mike listens to our podcast there, and he also started listening to my Geek Mentality podcast, where he is a big fan of Jaws and my Jaugus project. I almost said Jaugus Progus. My Jaugus project, where I did a Jaws episode, a Jaws podcast, every day in the month of August. It originally started where I watched Jaws every day for 31 days, and I podcasted about it for 31 days. I brought it back this year, where I did it very much like I do Stranger Things Forever, where I figured 31 days to finish the movie, and I chopped it up evenly to like 4 minutes or something like that, so that it would finish pretty much on the last day. So I would talk Jaws every day in August, and Mike was a big supporter of that. And Mike even got me a cameo of the little boy, Alex Kittner, who was gobbled up, gobble, gobble, gobble by the shark. Never mind the vanishing of Will Byers. The vanishing of Alex Kittner was down a shark's throat. And, he got me a cameo of that actor who still lives in the Martha's Vineyard area and does a lot of cameos and talks about Jaws a lot. And so he is a true blue listener. He is a big supporter, and he wrote a really nice comment on the first episode I ever did. And it says, I'm years behind the masses in watching Stranger Things. I've finished season one and the accompanying episodes of Stranger Danger. Mikey provides an enjoyable analysis of the episodes, adding commentary and interpretation of the show that I missed in my watching. If you are watching the show for the first time, this is a must listen. If you have watched the show in the past, it is a great enjoyment to listen and prepare for the new season. I had to click. There was a more button. That's why there was a weird long and pause. So, Mike, if you see that comment, it says Amber Brown dog, but that is my loyal listener, Mike, who I don't think I've ever actually met. But again, friend of a friend. So maybe someday, maybe someday. But here's the thing. When I went on there, I also noticed another comment of someone that I swear, this is 3 months ago. I don't know if I mentioned this. I honestly, if I mentioned you before and I forgot, I apologize. If I didn't mention you 3 months ago, I apologize again. But I got a comment from Naomi Shlofsky. I hope I pronounced that correctly. And it's also on this episode, and it says, "You have such a calm voice." Oh, thank you, Naomi. This voice here, I don't do anything special. It's just my normal talking voice. And I can see the chapter again in my mind. While you're telling the podcast, that's amazing. Can't wait for ST5. I can't wait either. I wish I talked like this all the time. But thank you so much, Naomi. Thank you so much, Mike. And again, if you are listening on Spotify, you can leave a comment on any episode. There's a bunch of them out there. So please, if you want to comment on it, I do get notifications on that. So I hopefully I don't miss them like I did miss Naomi's from a few months ago. Or at least I think I did. I don't even remember. But yeah, that's it. Other than that, I typed in Stranger Things into Google News because that's how I quickly just look for a few things to talk about. And it's like Stranger Things is starting to pop up all over the place. I mentioned Target. Now, I went to Target on Sunday. I didn't see anything. I didn't go by, you know what? I didn't go by the book section. I didn't go by the toys section or the TV. Son of a bitch. I went right to the candy. Oh, and that's probably why I didn't see if there was a setup there. I also see that Walmart has been doing a lot for Stranger Things. I saw today that Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes are doing like throwback boxes from the 80s for Stranger Things. I mentioned Doritos already. And then here's a weird one on this website called Food Beast. Apparently, there's going to be a plant-based Hellfire Cheese Baby Del. I don't know. Look, this popped up in Google News. I did not look up. Is anyone making a Stranger Things cheese? So it says here, we're a little over a month away from the premiere of Stranger Things season finale. Huh? Wait a minute, when was this written? And who was this written by? You mean series finale. But before we return to Hawkins, Indiana, Baby Bell, UK. Oh, it's in England. It's in jolly good England. Has just a snack to put, well, if it's in England. What am I doing speaking in an American accent? All right, here we go. I apologize to all of you. Okay. We're a little over a way. Nope, I lost it. Hello. All right, here we go. We're a little over a way from the premiere of the Stranger Things season finale. Oh, now I'm Australian. Screw that. So it's described as bold and intense. Mini Baby Del Hellfire cheese snacks feature 100% plant-based ingredients, including coconut oil, modified potato starch and a spicy blend. So it's not actually cheese. It's a bunch of goopy stuff smushed together to taste like cheese. I bet you it's delicious. But it's not cheese. It's cheese-like. But I've eaten lots of things that are cheese-like. I've eaten things that are cake-like. I've eaten things that are meat-like. So I bet you I would like this. But again, it's for you. It's for your jolly good UK listeners over there. Why is it when I feel like I could, if I walk around, I just do stupid accents to myself, but when I try to do them, I can't do it like right now. All I know is I'm excited about Doritos. I'm excited about, I guess I'm excited about cheese. I think I want to try those Chips Ahoy because I thought I read somewhere that you bite them and they're red inside. I don't know why that's exciting to me, but it is. Then I saw something about Eggo waffles might be doing another special that the Eggos are red. I don't know. It's very exciting. Not all of it. I saw there's some pizza at Walmart, Stranger Things pizza. I want to get one of those. But here's the thing. Not all of it is probably, well, very few of it's probably healthy. Not all of it is like something, oh, I must have. But what it signifies to me is that Stranger Things is back and the world is taking notice and the world is trying to glom on to this giant popular thing because get ready, every week, every day we get closer, you're going to start feeling the surge, the Stranger Things surge as it takes over all of our lives.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I gotta be honest, I did not think I would be talking that long, so maybe this will be a longer episode. You just never know. You never know. That's the miracle of Stranger Things forever. I did take a few notes for this one, but here's the thing. This 10 minutes is a little shortened because we have the opening credits, but that's part of the 10 minutes. I'm sorry, those are the rules. I don't make the rules. Well, actually, I do make the rules. And I mostly adhere to them except when I break them, but that's okay because I made them in the first place. Look, all that matters is we're talking Stranger Things, and today we are talking The Nina Project, minutes 0 to 10, and we pick up right where we left off with the California crew. Remember, they took off and they drove away from the mess that was going on at the buyer's house and just drove. And they've been driving, I guess, are they making their way downtown, walking around? They're making their way into the middle of nowhere, it seems like. Or at least they're just driving. Who knows? Right now they're just panicking. They're driving, and that agent that took a bullet for them but got them out alive or helped them get out alive, he is not in a good place. And they're like trying to stop the blood, trying to stop the bleeding. They're saying to him, we got to get you to a hospital. We got to get him to a hospital. Oh, I think the joke was Jonathan says, you got to get him to St. Francis or St. something. And Argo's like, I don't think a church is going to work for a man. And Jonathan's like, no, you idiot, it's a hospital. And that's when the agent's like, no hospitals, no hospitals. And you think of anything that you don't want a hospital involved usually means you're doing something illegal. And yes, technically, this guy's doing something illegal, but I don't think he's worried about the cops. What this guy's really worried about is that he gets checked into a hospital and it triggers some sort of, you know, someone doing a little tattletaling or, you know, someone's looking. The government has someone everywhere and that general jerk face gets alerted and boom, they come to either kill him or get some information from him because he obviously knows where Eleven is. And he says that because he tells them, no cops, no nothing. He's like, you got to get to Owens. You have to warn Owens. The girl is in danger. Did you see Mike's face when this guy said that? The girl's in danger. And he says, Nina, Nina. They're like, who's Nina? We got to get to Nina. And he starts to write something down. And we don't know if he wrote everything down, what he wrote down, but he's starting to write something, and then he dies. And they're all freaking out. Argyle's freaking out. It's like, oh my God, is he dead? Oh my God, why isn't he moving? And they start yelling. They see a car coming after them. They say, get off the road. They yell at him, get off the road. And that's because someone's chasing them. Now, back at the house where all the, the nightmare happened and that guy was killed. Well, no, actually, he wasn't killed. He is still alive and he's standing there. Well, he's slumped over. He's about to die, probably. But we see all these soldiers ripping apart the buyer's house. And you see that general. And this is why I brought this up when Mike threw away that love letter. From not love letter, I guess the letter from Eleven that said, I've gone to become a superhero. I remember thinking, I think I even said, you know, they showed that go in the basket. Why do they show it go into the basket? Usually, like, why would they watch? He would throw something away. Why would he do that? Why would they show that? There's some sort of storytelling grammar that tells me they're showing that for a reason. And now we see the reason. That guy looks in the basket. He takes out the note. And now he knows that 11 was there. 11 has gone someplace. And 11 has gone to become a superhero. And they can really figure that means that they've gone to, that, you know, somebody took them. He probably knows it's Owens. Took her to get her powers restored. I think they could read between the lines of what they mean by that. So they seem to be, they're on the trail with this guy. They have this guy. They're keeping him alive. He's not dead yet. And they now know that he knows. So, you know, they have like, it's not good for this guy. Let's put it that way. Can you hear that in the background? Listen. It's like nature. It's because I have the door open. And I need the door open. Otherwise, it gets too hot in here. Yes, even in October, it's too chilly. But I feel like you can hear. It almost feels like summer nights. And wasn't that noise outside the Owens house when they first saw it? Or even like outside the buyer's house. It has that feeling of summer. You can hear nature. Listen, you can still kind of hear. It's like a little. This is me doing the impression of it. It has nothing to do with Stranger Things. It just when I paused talking for a second, I thought, well, I can really hear that. You know, I try to filter it out, and then it almost sounds worse. So I just leave it in because, you know, it's nature and nature things. Anyway, so we go now to 11 and Owens, but here's the interesting thing. This is what's doesn't throw me off, but it's, you try to figure out what's happening when, because we see something that says 12 hours earlier. Now, when we saw them last, it was nighttime. So you go to wherever the boys are now. Then you have the guard. Okay, so the boys, it was during the day, right? The guard showed up at night. The next day they were at the house. The shootout happens. So it's, you know, Owens and 11 are gone. Then the general shows up at night back at the house. The boys are already gone. And then we see 11, but it's daytime and it says 12 hours earlier. So now we're filling in the time that we didn't see 11, because if, I don't know if you remember this or realize this, but 11 was not featured in Dear Billy at all. If I'm correct, I don't think she was at all. We saw her leaving with Owens and now we're with her, but we're going back 12 hours to kind of catch up to what she's been up to until we, you know, kind of reach to where we were 12 hours later. I think it'll make sense. So they show up outside of in this desert in the middle of nowhere. There's this door and it's like a little bunker. They go inside. There's an elevator. And Owens is like, you didn't think, you know, that we were just going to be in a shed, did you? So they go down in this elevator and, 11's like, you built all this? He's like, no, we're using it, but we didn't build it. It was an old missile silo. An underground missile silo that is no longer in use. There's no weapons there at all. It's been converted for something much more powerful. And he looks at her and he's like, you. And then he meets all these people that are all like looking at them in awe. And he says, oh, you know, all these people they're excited to see you. She's like, what? She said, you're bigger here than Madonna. These people left their lives. They left their families. They came here to meet to work for you because they believe in you. They believe that, you know, you're the answer to saving us. And they believe they can bring your powers back using this. And then they walk in and then you see that Nina isn't a person. It's a giant tank of some kind. She's like, what is it? And then you hear, well, if we told you, it would ruin the surprise. It's like, dude, if you want to get back into this girl's life, don't come in super creepy, but there he is, Dr. Brenner is alive again. We get that clip I played at the beginning where he's like, hello, Eleven. You know, I know it's shocking. You thought I was dead, but surprise, I'm not. And he says how we think he can help bring your power back. He goes, so let's work together for old time's sake. But he has to be a total douche about it. And he's not like, whoa, I'm sorry about last time. He's still himself. He's still an a-hole. And he's like, let's work together. Eleven and Papa. And she gets flashbacks of all these horrible things. Like she says, F that. She runs off, but she doesn't have any powers. She doesn't have any place to go. And these guards catch up with her, hold her, and then they drug her. And he's like holding her. Again, very creepy. Also creepy, just showing up, putting his hand on her shoulder. All that made me very uncomfortable. And then he says, relax, you're home, welcome home, or you're home, one of those things. I was just like, oh my God. But my favorite part of that whole thing, well, I don't know if it's my favorite part, but something I thought was telling was the moment he spoke, and then you see Eleven's face the first time. Look at Dr. Owens. He looks like, okay, yeah, I hope this is okay. He's not crazy about it, but at the same time, he's not like, hey, what are you doing here? Which tells me, and tells us all, he knew everything about this and he chose not to say anything to Eleven. But what's interesting is when you think about it, now I haven't gotten to like any more explanation, but Eleven has been living in California with the Byers. She's been going to high school. And everything's fine until she smashes Angela's face in. At the same time, Owens discovers from that general that something bad is happening in Hawkins. But independent of that, that's what got Eleven on the fast track to go with him. Independent of that, all this was going on at the same time. The Nina Project was happening. So that's telling me that at some point they were going to approach Eleven and say, hey, girl, what you doing? You want to come get your powers back? Just in case. Like there was something, I don't even know how to explain it. Like this whole thing was being worked on while, I guess because they expected something was coming and they knew things weren't over yet. But just food for thought, just made me think of that. So they drug her, said, now you're home. She passes out. And then we get the opening credits. And as we come back from the opening credits, we go all the way to Russia. And we didn't even stop in Alaska first, which might be a first. I don't remember exactly. I like to think, I kept going with the theory that every time we see Alaska, we then go to Russia. But now we've got, unless Eleven's in Alaska, dun, 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 no. But now we've gone straight to Alaska out of the opening credits. Hopper, of course, got double-crossed by that prick Yuri. So now he's back in prison, and they're not happy. Those guards are not happy. They're very mad. They're beating the hell out of him. They're torturing him. But the other guard's like, he stops him. He's like, he's not yours to kill. And then he gets down almost like he's trying to be like good cop, bad cop, good guard, bad cop, guard. And he says, what did I tell you, American? No run. You don't listen. Oh, that's it. You know, there was a part of me that was going to just stop at the credits. I said, 9:46, that's enough. No, 10 minutes or bust. And we made it past the opening credits and we made it right to Hopper, getting the crap beat out of him. And think of that. Let's think of Hopper for this one moment. Well, I want two thoughts in your head. Number one, Brenner's alive. Okay. That's a big, huge reveal. We saw him at the beginning of the season. We saw him in flashbacks, but he is alive and he's just got a little scratch on his eye. The Demogorgon just gave him a little scratch. And think of Eleven. put yourself in her shoes. This man who raised her and exploited her and tried to get powers out of her, but was also very overbearing and kind of evil. And she tried to escape him. She thinks he's dead. She thinks she, you know, now she has this life where she's basically hiding from any connection to Brenner. She has Sam Owens, who helps hide her. She has Hopper, who helps hide her first. He's out of the picture. She has Sam Owens, who helps hide her. And now he brings her back and brings her right back to Brenner, right into his arms. It's like all these years of her trying to escape from him, and she's right back into it. And that is almost direct correlation to her dad, not her stupid papa, but her dad, Hopper, because he did everything he planned on doing. He did everything he possibly could. He took his shot and he did it. He got out. He broke out of prison only to be screwed and brought right back in to where he was before. So Eleven, for years, thought she had escaped someone. She's right back. Hopper, for at least, you know, 20 minutes or so, he thought he escaped prison and right back in it. He doesn't know he's been double-crossed. He has no idea. He doesn't know if he would assume it wouldn't be Antonov, Enzo, right? So he has no idea how this happened yet, but we do. And we know that he has been, he's been screwed by that prick Yuri. And now he's back in the prison getting his butt whooped. What happens from that? Well, we're just going to have to wait until next time. Bum, 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 bum. So that's it. That's the first 10 minutes of the Nina Project. I want to give a shout out one more time to Mike and to Naomi for their comments. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to thank everyone else, everyone who hasn't commented but still listens. I appreciate it so much. It means the world to me that people find this show. And I can't wait to talk Stranger Things 5 with all of you. But in the meantime, we'll just continue going through Stranger Things forever. And of course, you can follow me on all the socials at Geek Mentality, except TikTok, which is Geek Mentality Mike. The YouTube channel is Fans.Experts. The Facebook page is Fans.Experts. That's because the website where all my podcasts are is Fans.Experts.com. But you can always find Stranger Danger directly at StrangerDangerPodcast.com. That's it. I'm done. I hope everyone had a happy Monday. 50 days to go. Can you believe it? Anyway, thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. And remember, it's fans like you and me who help keep Stranger Things alive forever.
Fans Not Experts.